Yes. It is the great one. Once again, I, you have come to see me. Yes, I know you have. It's truckdriver101.com. Ken being goofy as usual. I got to up my intro. I got to put my intro music back up in here. So, Derek Carrier's home time improves driver performance. I'm not going to read much of the story. It says pretty much that drivers who get time off perform better. Yes, rested drivers who don't just sit in the truck all day, but actually get to go home and see family and children and their own bed seem to perform better. Yes, and also drivers who are happy, people who are happy don't commit suicide. Yes, you know, right turns, they allow you to go right. Yes, they do. So, if you haven't gotten the joke yet, yeah, no shit. No shit, Sherlock. They had to actually do a study to prove that giving drivers real rest and treating you like a fucking human being improves their company performance. In this study run by a professor from the University of Florida, Admire Ardenzi. Whatever, dude. But anyways, it was a study done by the University of Florida. Again, it's another one of these short-ass studies, though, that I really don't like. But whatever. It's positive, right? So I should just go with it. That's what you do. When it's something you don't like, you talk about all the bad things. It was only 200 people. It's only 300 people. They do it all the time on the media. But when it's something you like, fuck that part. Run with it. Right, because there's only, I think, 600 drivers. But anyway, it shows that the company can make an average of $536 more in revenue. So, now we're all going to get time off. Yay! Because somebody had to tell a bunch of highly educated fucking idiots that treating people with like human beings is a good idea for productivity. Boy, oh boy, ain't education grand? Don't get me wrong. When I say highly educated idiots, I don't mean everybody. But it's just what happens when you got to remember. Back in the day, somebody went to Yale. Perfect example. The guy all of you country people hate. I know some of the country people like, oh my God, he's going to cite Bill Clinton. Yep, Bill Clinton. But the reason people liked him was because he actually used to be a waiter. He had to work his way up. You know, he actually served people. So he was better at serving people, right, than somebody like Bush. Sorry, I know. I'm going to leave young Reagan in training alone. I'm sorry. Don't whoops me, master. Don't whoops me. But but the truth is the reason people liked him was very simple. Clinton was serving. He served people. When you serve people, when you have humble, and you think about serving somebody their meal and then going to, I think he went to Harvard. You know, going to Harvard. Like, that's the foundation of who he is as a human being. Right, so that's why he can walk in a room full of different people and meet everybody, shake hands, be memorable, because he learned that serving people and then going to Harvard. You know, could you imagine getting someone's coleslaw who probably will never make $50,000 a year, and then you go to Harvard, where you're probably guaranteed to make at least, you know, a minimum of $50,000 a year, you know, on, and at the same time, you're serving this guy. You know what I'm saying? That builds humility, or, you know, makes him, you know, I guess humble is the word, builds integrity. And that kind of thing comes from serving people. You know, and in our colleges today, you get young people who don't even have a job until they're like 22. You know, it's like, that's, you're not going to be very smart. First of all, emotionally, you're 16 years old. You know what I mean? You're not nowhere near a person. A person who's 16 years old learns to serve people. It's one of the most important lessons in life. And so that's why I call people like that educated idiots, because there are a lot of them. And this is what you have when you have to deal with educated idiots who can understand analytical, they could build a rocket ship and all the process of doing that, but couldn't figure out people with off days perform better. Rest matters. Who knew? Let's have a study about it. Let's get professor from, you know, Florida to study that. possibly giving truck drivers rest means better productivity, less accidents, more bonuses, more money for the company. And truck drivers are like, no shit, Sherlock. But again, highly educated people, that is rocket science, because they don't live that life that are, that made, you know, Harvard, the people that worked in restaurants and earned their way to go to Harvard, those were the people who made Harvard, Harvard, you know, after it was a private place and there was only men. I'm talking about when they opened up and literally it became Harvard, what we think about as a superior place. Today is full of mostly educated idiots. I'm sorry, I'm just going off what I see. And it's not just Harvard, a lot of colleges. Because every time I see a young cat who's never worked, especially when you, from 16 to sometimes 22, never had a job, they're still 16 mentally. They have no work ethic at all, you know. And definitely not humble. In no shape, fashion, or form, you know. That's just my personal experience. I hate to down young people, but because they get enough shit. But at the same time, get a goddamn job and learn to be a fucking adult. So, you know, so you can make your university a place to be proud of. So some horrible truck driver with a podcast can't insult your university. But anyway, back to the story with that long ass rant. Yes. Logic has been dictated. Let's see how this changes the industry. Now that we can tell our companies, our bosses, our highly educated genius managers with their MBAs that letting people to get time off has been scientifically proven to improve productivity. Who knew rest would work? Anyway, guys, this is a sad fucking world we live in today. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com. Figured I'd just talk about that.